When most people see bugs on the big screen, they squirm, panic, or just go, eek! Well, thanks, Stephen Kutcher. Mr. Kutcher's been Hollywood's bug wrangler since the 1970s. He has handled, herded, and otherwise directed insects in over 100 feature films, including the spider that bit Peter Parker in Spider-Man and the giant mosquitoes in Jurassic Park, and numerous commercials and music videos. He's also a biology instructor and a bug artist. Stephen Kutcher joins us from the studios of KPCC in Pasadena. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's good to be here, Scott.
So do you just point at a cockroach and say, action?
Oh, no. There is so much involved. Any fool could put a bucket of cockroaches on a table, but it takes somebody knowledgeable to know how to make them act for camera. And so I have to make sure that wherever they're filming is sealed up, that we can recollect them, that none of them are hurt, that the lighting is right, that they're not using too much heat, and then I say action, bug. And probably the most involved one I ever did, no computer generation, I had a cockroach come out of a shoe, walk onto a bag of Cheetos, turn left, walk through some Cheetos, and stop on a magazine that had a picture of a surfboard for a movie called Race the Sun.
Well, I missed that, but how did you do that?
I did it by understanding how cockroaches think. And cockroaches are thigmotactic, which means they like to run along the edges of things. And so what I do is guide them by creasing the bags of Cheetos and placing things in such a manner that I know that the odds are the cockroach will go that direction.
Oh, my gosh. There's a lot of planning that goes into this, isn't there?
Oh, a huge amount. Most of my work was all done before computers existed.
Have computers changed the work now, even, if I may, lessened it a bit?
Oh, yes. It doesn't look as good. People accept it because they have nothing to compare it to. But it's more expensive, but it's done because it's easier.
Your first film, I gather, was Exorcist II.
Yes, I took care of 3,000 African locusts. We had to check the sex of each one to make sure there were no females, because females can reproduce. And I had large cages, and I'd put in flats of ryegrass. And then I worked with Richard Burton. And I thought, well, that was really an interesting experience. And then right after that, the assistant director was working on Wonder Woman with Linda Carter, and they needed ants. And so I went out and got ants. And it just kind of snowballed from that.
May I ask, delicately, is there a mortality rate amongst the insects you work with?
Well, I try very hard not to harm any insects for two reasons. One, you can't do it in Hollywood. And two, if I have some good insects, I want to use them again. So, for example, in my painting, I put paint on the feet of insects and create bug art. And people say, well, does that hurt the insect? How do you get the paint off? And I say, no, it doesn't hurt them, and I want to use them again. And I use a little stream of water, and I use water-soluble paint. Mm-hmm. So I've spent a lot of time studying how not to harm insects and how to manipulate them.
Do you ever run into problems with the ASPCA? Do they have anything to do with your filming?
Oh, yes. You know, sometimes the American Humane Society, they do a good job in terms of what they're supposed to do, horses and dogs and cats. But when it comes to insects and fish, which used to be exempt, they have people there. It is really ridiculous. So they ask me, they're supposed to count the animals. So they say, how many ants do you have in that bucket? Because that's what they're supposed to ask. And I say, you count them. Well, how do you know how many are there? I say, I count their legs and divide by six.
What do you like about bugs so much?
Oh, insects are the thermometer of the world. The world is so diverse, and there are so many different types of insects because they're so adaptable. You study insects, and you have hundreds of lifetimes in front of you. You can never learn it all. You take a passion, and my passion was nature and specifically insects, and you broaden it out, and it's unending. And so when somebody says, yuck, bugs, I know there's a job there.
Stephen Kutcher, Hollywood's bug wrangler and a bug artist, speaking with us from Pasadena. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
I have a friend, and it's an earthworm. It burrows underground deep within the soil. Sometimes when it